Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Mitch Spinell has something, because it's time for Mitch, please.
All right, guys. Last night on Inside the NBA, Charles Barkley went in on Lakers head coach J.J. Redick. This in regards to comments made by Redick last month criticizing media members like Barkley for contributing to the NBA's struggling ratings by criticizing the league. This is audio courtesy of TNT and Turner Sports. And mind you, this is while Celtics-Timberwolves highlights are rolling on TV. Hit it.
J.J., you better calm down, because when you come for the king, you better not miss.
Did he name you specifically, or was he just talking about folks on TV?
What did he say? He said something about we're the reason people ain't watching this crappy product we got. J.J., us, like we out there jacking up 100 threes a night. J.J., you come for the king, you better not miss. Because I can get you, brother, because I got your Lakers games. You can't hide them flaws they got. You just a dead man walking. They got rid of Frank Vogel, who did a good job. They got rid of Darvin Ham, who did a good job, but you came out there thinking you were going to change things with that same ugly girl you went on the date with.
64-51 was your halftime score. Lakers, as we get stink. Back to the highlights, Rudy Gobert.
He came in there thinking, I can make this thing work. Hell, you can.
77-71.
Put the makeup on that pig.
Lakers are pigs.
The Lakers stink, man.
Oh, man, okay. Come on, man.
Tatum, by the way, has
38-9.
Put some makeup on that pig. I'm J.J. Redick. I can make this thing work. Please. Chico, please.
Listen, I get it's funny. And I get that Charles Barkley is trying to be a clown up there and be funny, be entertaining. And that's his job. Like, his job, believe it or not, folks, his job is not actually to watch basketball and to care about basketball. It is to entertain you. And if you take Inside the NBA for its entertainment purposes, it's not a bad show. If you're going to Inside the NBA to be informed about basketball and listen to people that care about the game, I'm not saying everybody on that show, because I think Kenny does a great job on that show. I think Ernie does a great job on that show. But I think that the two guys that sit at the end of the table there don't necessarily watch all of the basketball games and are not. They are all-time greats in terms of basketball players, but I don't think they watch a ton of basketball that TNT doesn't carry. And the Lakers have been a fine team so far this year. Are they a title contender? No. Are they a team that's probably overachieving a little bit this year at 19-14? Yeah, but I would give JJ credit. I would give JJ Redick some credit for doing that, for getting the most out of a team that hasn't been all that good, that doesn't have, outside of LeBron and Anthony Davis, doesn't have the most top-end talent in the league. The Lakers have been a fine team. JJ Redick has changed that team for the better so far this year. I think that Lakers fans are probably pretty happy with what JJ's done. And I do think that this is part of the problem, too. You know, you talk about ratings being down in the NBA. The basketball is not worse. I watch games every single night. I'm at every single Cavs home game. I'm at some of the Cavs away games. Like, I watch a lot of this stuff. The game has never been as talented as it is now. Teams are shooting more three-pointers. You know why teams are shooting more three-pointers? Because the ball movement has gotten so good, and because defenses are so quick that oftentimes that is the best shot. Taking a 17-footer with a hand in your face isn't a great shot. It wasn't a good shot in the 90s. It's not a great shot now. Teams have gotten more smart that they don't want to take those shots that don't have a high conversion rate. But it's also, there's a lot of passing in today's game. There's a lot of really beautiful basketball that's going on. But spending time talking about J.J. Redick instead of talking about what was a great game last night between Boston and Minnesota, a game that Boston won by 3 points, 118-115, instead of talking about that and highlighting the game and telling people why they should be watching the game, Charles Barkley is talking about a coach who's doing a fine job in a city that has nothing to do with the game that actually just happened. And that, to me, is kind of the most disappointing part of this, because I don't love the narrative rating. I don't love, or the ratings narrative, I should say. I don't love all of that conversation. And I think that the only people that should actually care about that are the people that work for the TV companies or the people that work in the league office. I don't think that fans should care about what ratings look like as a barometer of whether or not the NBA is healthy. I think you should care about it if you like watching the basketball games. That's what should make you care about basketball, because that's what this should all be about. And what Charles Barkley did is part of the reason why I think that this game is not necessarily as popular right now as it should be, because we've made it less about the actual basketball and more about the other silly stuff all the time. It's one thing to talk, and we talked about Jimmy Butler and the transaction aspect of this stuff earlier in the show. It's one thing to make it about that, but it's another thing to totally ignore a great game to take a pot shot at a coach that's actually doing a pretty good job in J.J. Redick and the Lakers. Like, that is what bothers me about this, is that that should be highlighting a game and giving people a reason to watch and talk about one team that's really, really good in Boston and another team in Minnesota, that if you want to talk about a team that has underachieved and struggled, that's the one to talk about. Instead, you're talking about J.J. Redick because he made comments about the media, of which he was part of for a handful of years before taking this job. That's what bothers me about this conversation with Charles Barkley. Am I off base there?
No, but you better watch your back, because Barkley's coming for you now.
You think so? Should we call him?
You got his number?
I might.
I mean, I feel like if you had his number, we should have.
I didn't know we were doing this. I didn't know what Mitch Please was going to be today.
It would have made the segment even better. It was a good segment. It would have been better if we would have had Charles Barkley on.
Let me see. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, maybe.
I didn't know that was going to be on it. I went into this one uninformed.
Have Charles Barkley.
I went into this uninformed. I'll give it to Mitch and see what Mitch can do. I went into it uninformed. I didn't know. I would say the same thing to him, and he would just yell about Nick Chubb stepping out of bounds in a Browns game 3 years ago that cost him a lot of money. So that's who Charles and Charles Barkley is going to be. Who he's going to be?
Buy those tickets yet?
No, not yet. I gotta talk to Brittany when I get home.
Come on.
I can't buy a flight without talking to her first. I have to figure that out.
You can buy one. You might not need a return trip.
If I do, I might come home to an empty house.